I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been another one. This is the 3D FFL Season 2, and guys, guess what?
We gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Guys, we're gonna be okay. We picked up another W this past week in the 3D FFL. As everybody knew, as everybody was well aware, we were falling. We were on the precipice of looking at 2-5. And that's not what we wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? So I am glad that we were able to pick up a victory miraculously. I don't know how it happened. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't check what the results were, I think, until Wednesday. So week 7, guys, we're going to talk about the recap. We're going to talk about the fact that I beat Godfather 110-102 in an upset, guys. To maintain 3-4 and not go 2-5. The Signs and Sports Podcast guys had Jalen Hurts with 23 points, Najee Harris with 15.8, Ezekiel Elliott with 9 points, Mike Evans with 20 points, Amari Cooper with 4 points, George Kittle with 13 points, Drake London with 11, Jacksonville's defense with 6, and Justin Tucker with 8. Godfather 100 had 102 points with Justin Herbert 10 points. Brian Robinson Jr. with 8.3, A.J. Dillon with 11, Tyreek Hill with 25.8, Devontae Adams with 12.7, Dallas Goedert with 18.7, Sam Laporte with 11, San Francisco's defense with negative 3, and Jake Moody with 6 points, guys. That was the Signs and Sports Podcast 110.9 to Godfather 102.06. That was the first matchup. Matchup number 2, guys, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke beating Who Wants to Smoke 122-93. Lions fan Team No Smoke had Josh Allen with 24 points, Christian McCaffrey with 22 points, Kenneth Walker III with 13 points, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 23 points, Brandon Ayuk with 10, TJ Hawkinson with 19.6, George Pickens with 15, Detroit's defense negative 7, and his kicker, Riley Patterson, for the Detroit Lions had 0 points. Who Wants to Smoke had Geno Smith with 13, Saquon Barkley with 19, Bijan Robinson with 0.3, Devonta Smith with 8.9, Chris Olave with 12.7, Evan Ingram with 9.5, Terry McLaurin with 15, Washington's defense 8, and Jake Elliott with 7 points for the Philadelphia Eagles. That was Lions fan Team No Smoke 122 to Who Wants to Smoke 93.9. Matchup number 3, guys, we have Showtime Dallas, Mary Williams, and we have Team Gucci winning 146-100. Team Gucci had Brock Purdy 12.7, Travis Etienne 22, Raheem Mostert with 6.1, Christian Kirk with 19, Michael Pittman with 16, Mark Andrews 22, Travis Kelce 35.9, Las Vegas's defense with 4 points, and Harrison Butker with 7 points. Showtime Mary Williams had Jordan Love with 15, Josh Jacobs with 5, Aaron Jones with 8.7, Joshua Palmer with 18.3, KJ Osborne with 9.7, Gerald Everett with 11, DeAndre Swift with 10.5, Cleveland's defense with 12, and Jason Myers with 9 points. That was Showtime Mary Williams losing 100-146 to Team Gucci. Matchup number four, guys, we have Nate Peterman's hot dog stand taking down that team, Kenny Johnson, 126-94.8. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand had Pat Mahomes with 34, James Cook with 19, Isaiah Pacheco with 16, Cooper Kupp with 7, Patrick Nacua with 23.4, Tyler Higbee with 1.7, Jacoby Myers with 18, Buffalo's defense with 1, and Jason Sanders, guys, for the Miami Dolphins, their kicker, with 6 points. That team, Kenny Johnson, had Jared Goff with 9, Austin Eckler with 5, Ramondre Stevenson 14.5, Jalen Waddle 12.3, Hollywood Brown 7.9, Darren Waller 23, James Ford 17.4, Tampa Bay's defense and special teams 3 points, and Brett Maher 2 points. That was that team, Kenny Johnson, falling to Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 126-94.86. The final matchup for the 3D FFL week number 7 recap, guys, we have Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 127.6. In game of the week against the Chosen One, falling to Terrence Pryor, the Chosen One, 130.5-127.6. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa with 10 points, Alvin Kamara with 30, Jonathan Taylor with 21, Stephon Diggs with 18, Calvin Ridley with 1.5, Logan Thomas with 9.1, Jahmyr Gibbs having a big bounce back game with 27.6, Pittsburgh's defense and special teams 4 points, and Matt Gay at the kicker with 7 points. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, had Lamar Jackson 34, Jamal Williams 12.6, Javonte Williams 12.6, Kareem Hunt 15, AJ Brown 29.7, Keenan Allen 9.5, David Njoku 10.4, Jerry Jeudy 11.4, New Orleans defense 4 points, and Tyler Bass with 4 points. That was the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor taking down Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 130.5-127.6. That was all the matchups, guys, for week 7. Let's look at week 8 and we'll preview what we have next for this week coming up. This week we have that team, Kenny Johnson, going up against the Signs and Sports podcast. We have Team Gucci going up against Lions fan Team No Smoke. We got Godfather going up against Showtime Mary Williams. We got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, going up against Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. We have Who Wants a Smoke going up against Rub-A-Dub Chubb. Those are the 5 matchups for week 8, guys. We are going to talk about next the standings. We're going to talk about Zone 3. We're going to talk about Zone D. In Zone 3, we have Team Gucci at the top of Zone 3, 5-2, tied with Who Wants a Smoke. We have the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 4-3. We have Godfather 100, 3-4. And we have that team, Kenny Johnson, 2-5. In Zone D, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke, 5-2. We have Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 3-4. We have Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 3-4. We have the Signs and Sports podcast, 3-4. And we have Showtime Mary Williams, 2-5. That's not bad, guys. I'm not that worried about where I sit currently, because if I could pick up a couple wins here concurrently, consecutively, we might be back in good position, you know? So if I can retune back in and refocus, we still have a chance of turning this thing around. Guys, whoever's listening, whatever you think, if you think that we should, how many teams do you think we should get into the playoffs? Out of 10 teams, should it be? I preferably do 6 all the time. I do one more than half. Some people like to do half. Some people want to do one less. At the moment, we're looking at 6, but if somebody can persuade me, if somebody can explain why less would be better, why half would be better, I'm open to listening. You know what I'm saying? This is y'all's platform as much as it is mine, so I'm always open to listening. But Right now, we're going 6 teams in the playoffs, despite whatever the app says. I haven't even looked at it. I haven't even gotten online to fix it. It's 6 teams, guys, no matter what, okay? In our personal league, we have 8 teams, and we do 5 teams getting into the playoffs. So the more the merrier. Let's get it. Next, what we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the final standings projections. We're going to talk about the fantasy trends presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Team Gucci trending up 7 spots. We got Who Wants to Smoke trending up 4. And we got Rub-A-Dub Chub trending up 3. Trending down, we got Godfather 100. We also got the Signs and Sports Podcast trending down 4. And we got Showtime Mary Williams also trending down 4. It's going to be... We still got a lot of time, guys. That's the thing is we're not by any means... Well, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6-7 weeks left. We got half a season, half a regular season left, and then the playoffs start in week 14. So I hope everybody's polishing up. I hope everybody's getting ready. I hope everybody's preparing. I hope everybody's, you know, preparing to right their wrongs, prep their ships, because there's a storm coming. In 7 weeks, there is a storm coming, and it is going to get even more hectic than it's already been. So the playoffs are right around the corner, guys. Week 10 is right around the corner. It's going to get fun. So what I can't wait to see is what the standings look like by that time, and who, like, once it starts coming to reviewing the playoff bracket and what the teams are looking like. Week 10 we'll start looking at, like, what the playoffs look like. All right? So week 10 we'll set the playoffs for sure, and we'll go forward from there. But next we're going to look at, I think that's it. my bad, guys. Make sure at the end of this episode, I didn't even tell y'all, follow us on Spotify at DIG, follow us on Rumble, Design I Gifted, go check out the Invested music video by Design Individually Gifted, also Sipping Champagne on Rumble and YouTube at True. Guys, also follow us on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, also follow us at Future American Leaders of Texas and Mia Made It, the two official sponsors of the podcast. Follow us at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast page and group. Also follow Gifted and Gorgeous and God is Fixing Things Every Day. Also the Gifted group. There's so many groups that we own, so many pages that we run, guys, that is spitting content all day, every day. As you well know, you can catch our content, True's content, everywhere that you look on my page, you know what I'm saying? So follow me on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, and that's where you can find literally everything. So that is our main platform on Facebook, and we hope that you guys eventually make your way into our Discord server, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Go ahead and search that up on Discord, join it, join us, and it should be fun, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to close it off, but before I let you guys go, I just want y'all to know we are going to be previewing a song that should be dropping on Spotify in the next 2 weeks. This song is called No Shine by Design Individually Gifted. We're not going to play it now because it's in the middle of the episode. Or you know what? We will play it in the middle of the episode. Let's play it in the middle of the episode, okay? So instead of having an ad break here, guys, we're going to play No Shine by Design Individually Gifted. If you like the song, go follow us on at DIG on Spotify. If you don't like the song, leave us a comment on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Or send us a voice memo so we could air it on the podcast. Or maybe I'll put you on a track. You know what I'm saying? But guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy this work. This is produced by Chach with the Heat. This is my producer. This is Design Individually Gifted, No Shine. We'll catch you on the other side of this break. Heavily favored, that's just something about the way I talk. I sleep a little just to do a lot. Big shot, wrist watch like we finally made it. I talk to God every day like I'm already famous. I say my prayers in the morning, my Aunt Lisa, we mourning. I text my mama that I love her while I'm out here recording. Cause I just hit the gas and I floor it. My vino, it ain't important. My shorty, I like a boring. She in London like she Lauren.
Or we could board a plane to France too, or even Mexico with my bitch in a bad mood. Like, who are you? My girl's a baddie, bring her friends too. And they in college like a Ruger, they be 22. Shoot, yeah, my shot don't miss. I'm like Steph Curry, step back, watch that swish. I'm like Conor McGregor when I be talking my shit. Now my name around the world, checkmate, bitch, Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's gold time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's gold time. So many places I could take this verse, I swear to God. Should I talk about the cars or wanna close a got? Want a day off? Shit, probably not. I've been working too hard, cause Ian need a shot at getting money. Paper chasing, come with hella honeys calling my phone. They be blowing up the group, chatting me a nose. Me and Made It is the next to blow. 200,000 Spotify streams, yeah, ho, in case you ain't know. Now I'm back in my zone, I'm about to kill it, everything is a go. Somebody get my phone, I gotta call Vogue. Cause my baby a model, then she hop out of her clothes. And she dip out in the rose, and you know how this shit goes. She a diva rock star, she be holding her own. Know the game, know the road, she be living the code. She know the deal when she get in the home. Get it or gone, know the deal, I be better alone. Cause lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's gold time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's gold time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine.
All right, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed that. I hope y'all enjoyed that. I hope y'all enjoyed that. If y'all didn't enjoy it, you can leave. I'm just kidding. If you didn't enjoy it, feel free to leave a comment anywhere. Tell us that we are garbage. Tell us we're trash. Actually, matter of fact, go rate the show first, whether it be on Apple Podcasts or it be on Spotify, and then you can leave us a comment. You know what I'm saying? But, guys, what I like about this platform is it's authentically and genuinely a sports and entertainment podcast. I consider myself a sports entertainer because I love to cover sports, and I'm also an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that I genuinely love to do, both of these things. One of the things about that track that I just showed you guys, and one of the things that I love about this podcast is that the track is a rough cut. You know what I'm saying? I just laid it down last night. I didn't even really put a master on it. I kind of just, you know, leveled out the vocals. I structured the song all the way through. And the thing is that it's listenable for my community. You know what I'm saying? It's listenable to the people who are following along with me on the podcast. Because if you're following along on the podcast, you're either here for fantasy football, you really rock with sports in general, to where you're finding bottom of the barrel penny stock podcast, you know what I'm saying? Or you really, really rock with the DIG brand, which I know that there's a lot out there, because if you weren't here at the beginning of the show, when the show was first originated, we talked about how this show is basically the DIG show, you know? So everything that's being branched off of the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast is just things that I'm interested in, just things that I want to do. Just, you know, you're following me. This is an audio vlog that I get to talk to you guys. I play fantasy football anyways. So playing fantasy football with you guys, you know, trying to win $1,000 and hopefully next year establishing a real business model where we could actually make profit off of it and establish, you know, bartering, trading, betting. It'll be cool, guys. It'll be cool. Every year we're taking steps. Last year, you know, we put together a couple leagues. We didn't know what we were doing. Made a little bit of money. This year we got to earn it, but we're playing for more money. Got more people, got more reach around the country. And, you know, we just kind of got to keep moving and keep taking steps forward, because I think next year, especially with the team that we're building between Gifted and Gorgeous, between True, between DIG, between the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, Day1Vibes.com, Mia Made It, Future American Leaders of Texas, God is fixing things every day. We have so many platforms that are bouncing off each other right now, guys. And all these things are just going to eventually blossom as a whole. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun thing to follow. So let's get into the league coverage, guys. This is DIG's Personal Friends and Family League. This is DIG's Personal Friends and Family Fantasy Football League. We are going to cover week 7. It was week 7, right? I always get it confused. We're going to cover week 7 where I took a loss. Oh my god, I hate losing, bro. I do not like losing, bro. Straight up. Like I'll put it out there. Like the way Cam Newton said, "You show me a good loser, you show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser," because I cannot stand losing, bro. I do not like even looking at this 119 to 102. But it was my bi-pocalypse. This was the week that I had Derrick Henry on bye. I had CeeDee Lamb on bye. I had a lot of players. We're about to find out. And with my luck, it's going to be like, you didn't even really have that many people on bye, but, you know, we're going to figure it out. Team Quater Tots had 119 points. Jalen Hurts had 23. Josh Jacobs had 6 points. Stephon Diggs had 17.8. AJ Brown had 30. George Kittle had 13. Tua Tagovailoa had 10. TJ Edwards had 2. Philadelphia's defense had 11. And Jason Sanders had 6 points. Design Gifted had 102 points. Had Geno Smith with 14. Raheem Mostert with 6. Tyreek Hill with 26. Zay Flowers with 12. Kyle Pitts with 7.7. Christian Kirk with 19. Jordan Hicks with 9. The LA Rams defense with 2. And Justin Tucker with 8. So I had CeeDee Lamb on bye. I had Justin Fields who didn't play. I had Breece Hall on bye. I had the Dallas defense on bye. And I had Derrick Henry on bye. So basically my whole roster was non-utilizable. I don't think that's a word, but I was unable to utilize my lineup to its full potential. So it's not like I was really able to do anything anyways. So Herm, you're welcome. You got lucky again, as you so often do so against me, but I'm not even going to talk about it. It's okay. You know, so because when it comes down to it in the championship, I'm going to do what I have to do and I'm going to sweep everybody out of the way and we're going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So guys, we are looking better. Let me talk about this trade that we made, okay? Let me talk about this trade that went down, that happened. So I acquired Derrick Henry, as you guys know. I didn't have Derrick Henry all the time. I had Kenneth Walker III. So the trade that happened was Team Bro Dog and Design Gifted. Team Bro Dog traded Derrick Henry, Christian Kirk, and Justin Tucker for Jordan Addison, CJ Stroud, DK Metcalf, and Kenneth Walker. Good trade. Even trade. Everybody wins. Everybody eats. I didn't see it as a bad thing. I don't see it as a bad thing. Okay, sure. I had to wait 1 week for Derrick Henry. But as we all know, Derrick Henry in the second half of fantasy football usually heats up. They start giving him the ball more. Those 15 touches turn into 25 touches. And all of a sudden, he's scoring 2 touchdowns instead of one or none, you know. So I was thinking long term. I had a couple games to play with, a little wiggle room. Get me into the playoffs. Let me dance. But yeah, so I think we're both happy. Jordan Addison is ending up, you know, he's playing like a star in Minnesota without Justin Jefferson for the next 4 weeks. Win-win. Kenneth Walker's a balanced, you know, good running back. I think it was very fair, so I'm not complaining. Plus, I got Justin Tucker. He got me through a week without... I didn't have Brandon Aubrey. I don't know why I keep saying that I have Brandon Aubrey, but anyways. Matchup number 2, we have 2 Infinity and Bijan with 74 points, and Team Bro Dog with 108. 2 Infinity and Bijan, we have Brock Purdy with 13, Bijan Robinson with 0.3, Cooper Kupp with 7, Deebo Samuel with 0, TJ Hockenson with 20 points, Isaiah Pacheco with 16, Ernest Jones with 4 points, Washington's defense with 8, and Harrison Butker with 7 points. Team Bro Dog had Sam Howell with 9.4, Kenneth Walker III with 13.1, Amari Cooper with 5.2, DK Metcalf with 0, Darren Waller with 23 points, Jordan Addison with 32.3, TJ Bernard with 13, Kansas City's defense with 9, and Tyler Bass with 4 points. Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera had 171.5 points, taking down Jackie Ramirez, Team No Fines Please, 109 points. Pat Mahomes for Sleeper Nation had 34 points. Alvin Kamara with 30 points. Jalen Waddle with 12. Mike Evans with 20. Travis Kelce with 36. Kirk Cousins with 21. Fred Warner with 14. Green Bay's defense with 1. And who is that? Anders Carlson with 4 points for the Green Bay Packers, their kicker. Team No Fines Please had Josh Allen with 24, Zach Moss with 7.2, Devontae Adams with 12, Keenan Allen with 9, Mark Andrews with 22, Trevor Lawrence with 18, Zaire Franklin with 11, San Francisco's defense with negative 3, and Jake Elliott with 7. You see, Team No Fine Please was talking about trading Trevor Lawrence, and he was like, yeah, he's having a bad year. He's having a bad stretch of games. He had 18, 14, 15, 16, 14, 9, 17. Okay, so I guess he is having a rough year. Yeah, no, I was going to trade for Trevor Lawrence, but I'm not going to trade for Trevor Lawrence. That's all right, bro. You can keep him. You can have him. I was going to finesse you, but if there is no finessing to be necessary, then I will finesse. Then I will not finesse. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it moving. We have, but if you want to make a trade though, Jackie, just call me, bro. Call me, let me know. I do like Keenan Allen. I do like Devontae Adams. I do like Josh Allen, you know, and T-Law, I guess. We can figure something out, but no, I'm just kidding, bro. I actually have a good team and I don't want to mess with it. So don't even call me. Nobody send me offers because most likely I want to check it out, and I might just accidentally press accept without even wanting to. So don't send me trades. Nobody send me trades. I'm off limits for trades right now. I made the perfect trade. I'm good. I went all in. I made a big trade. I made a splash, and I'm done. It's time to set and forget and figure out if we could win this damn championship, because we want our second ring. We want our second ring, okay? So we'll figure it out. We'll make it happen. As we always say, matchup number 5, matchup number 4, the final matchup, we had Watts on, Wax Off with a little rejuvenation, but not enough in game of the week. Strange Animals 147.9, taking down Watts on, Wax Off 140.8. Watts on, Wax Off, we have Jordan Love 15 points, Travis Etienne 22.7, Chris Olave 12.7, Jacoby Myers 19, Evan Engram with 9.5, Jahmyr Gibbs with 27.6, Roquan Smith with 9 points, Cleveland's defense with 12, and Youngway Koo with 13 points. Falling to Strange Animals 147.9 had Lamar Jackson 34, Christian McCaffrey 23, Amon-Ra St. Brown 23, Michael Pittman Jr. 16, Logan Thomas 10, Justin Herbert 10.8, Frank Aluakon with a big 24-point game at the linebacker position and winning that game for Strange Animals. Buffalo's defense 1 point and Jake Moody with 6 points. That was the final matchup, Strange Animals taking down Watts on, Wax Off 147.9 to 140.8. What we are going to do next is we're going to preview next week, guys. We have Design Gifted, we have the Brother Bowl. Design Gifted taking on Strange Animals. By that time, I should have Justin Fields back, and hopefully I will have made a successful trade for Dak Prescott. So Strange Animals, Design Gifted, we need to make something happen for Dak Prescott. Let's get it. Let's go. Matchup number 2, we have Watts on, Wax Off taking on Sleeper Nation. We have 2 Infinity and Bijan taking on Team Quater Tots. And we have Team No Fines Please taking on Team Bro Dog. I'm not going to lie, guys. After the Design Gifted Strange Animals game, Team No Fine Please and Team Bro Dog is actually one of my favorite matchups to watch in the league. Yeah, because that's the those four teams, obviously, I mean, Team No Fine Please and Team Bro Dog, my cousins, Strange Animals, my brother. We grew up together. We grew up all our lives together. Grew up, you know, basically neighbors our entire life. So it's always cool to see like those matchups because they mean a little bit more. Because I will call you right after we win, right after you lose, and I will rub it in your face. You know what I'm saying? That's how close that those go. That's how deep those go. You know, so those are the two matchups that I'm gonna be watching out for. You guys, you know, I know that Sleeper Nation is on a roll. Getting that dub against Watts on Wax Off might be something to watch. But for the most part, Team Bro Dog, Team No Fine Please, and Design Gifted Strange Animal being primetime game of the week. Let's talk about the standings, guys. We got the East, we got Candyland, we got Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera tied for first with Hermelinda Salazar. That's Team Quater Tots. And Two Infinity and Bijan, Noe Diaz at 4-3. We got Watson Wax Off, 1-6. And then in the West, we got Boomtown. We got Strange Animals, 5-2. We got Design Gifted, 4-3. We got Team No Fine Please, 3-4. Tied with Team Bro Dog in third place, 3-4. So, guys, let's go on to the final standing projections. Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Design Gifted trending up 4 spots. Sleeper Nation trending up 3 spots. And Team Quater Tots trending up 1 spot. Trending down, we got Team Bro Dog going down 4 spots. Actually, the final standings projection is probably my favorite tab on fantasy football, guys. Like, genuinely, I love the final standings projections. It's my favorite thing to look at. I love seeing the trending. I love seeing the final standing projection, draft day versus current day projections. Love it. I think the final thing that we're going to talk about, no, guys, actually, we're done. That brings an end to this episode for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. I'm glad that you guys tuned in to another one. This has been episode number 7. This has been the week number 7 recap. I'm sorry. Great time, guys. I love tuning in with y'all. Next week, we will come out with another episode as you guys, you know, God forbid any accident or anything like that, any craziness. We will be here another week. So continue to tune in with us for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What? 11 weeks? I don't know. I'm not even really sure anymore. I lost count. I'm just kind of, you know, living on a prayer. We're going to make it there. We're going to make it to the end eventually. And you know, guys, thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to get to the end of this because we deserve a break. We deserve a break. We were pushing the podcast hard before this, pushing it hard now, going crazy with the music. We definitely deserve a break. So 2024, we're going to have a good little break at the beginning of the year. We're going to have some music coming out. We're going to have some podcasts loaded up. Can't wait. But now's not then. Now we gotta, you know, stay focused. We're still here. We still got 10 weeks. We're about to go crazy. And we got a championship to win. Not only one, but we got $1,000 to win. So guys, follow True on YouTube, follow True on Spotify, follow DIG on Spotify, follow Design I Gifted on Rumble. And you know, follow us on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted and the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. Guys, we're out of here till the next one.
The realest underground entertainment. TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again, on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.